Good morning, Heart Dwellers. Claire received a message from the Lord last night, and she asked me to record it for you all today. Please keep her and Ezekiel in your prayers. We were all called into heavy travail and intercession again early this morning. She began with this prayer. Lord, turn our hearts and realign them with what is important to you in this season. Amen. Today in prayer, I felt lukewarm, but pressed in. And finally, the Lord ignited my small flame with a big flame, and I began to feel the passion for what He wants me to do again. The passion rose up, and so did my prayers, asking for things I thought were impossible already. But I know how He is. He does not give us a passion for a prayer without the answer to that prayer being within our reach. So you see, as this tide begins to turn because of our continued travailing, if it really turns, all the dreams we had abandoned will be brought forth for restoration. Repentance for sloth in prayer is the sin that masks the deeper sin, unbelief. Repent of these things and set to work, and I believe He will send resurrection life into our crumpled dreams. And now Jesus began to speak to her. I have looked, my people, and I have seen brokenness, contrition, and repentance. I have seen those who have taken these messages to heart, and those who have not. And for the sake of those who have cared with all their being to turn the tides, my Father has changed His plans. I will not go into any depth, because this is a time of probation, a time of testings, to see if you will remain faithful to your fasting and watches, crying out for humanity. Those of you who do, I have a great reward for you. I have set aside the enduring peace of His kingdom in a very special way for you. But I caution you, children, this is an uphill march with very heavy weights on your shoulders. The weight of the world harnessed to your backs as you continue to climb and pray and repent for nations of sin and degradation into which I have injected holy souls to lead them out of bondage. Pray for these holy souls that have been sent into every nation on earth to turn the tide. I cannot even begin to tell you the reward for those faithful to that mandate, but it brings to mind the broken dreams lying at the bottom of your hearts. It speaks of resurrection and new life, new opportunities, and restoration. The more you pray, the greater the restoration. If only I could explain to you the weight of your prayers when weighed in the balance with evil. If only there were an adequate way to describe how one of you, acting from a broken and contrite heart, changes the course of history. Just as it takes but a tiny flame to burn down a whole forest, so it takes but a tiny prayer coming from the very depths of the soul to resurrect all the good that could have been that the devils have destroyed. Yes, there is yet hope. But now you know this is the kind of prayer I need from you. Deep, grieving prayer, lowly and contrite, totally repentant. This kind of prayer, while only a tiny flame, sets the entire mountain of God on fires. Do not settle for anything less. Do not give up hope. Take those broken pieces down in your heart and lay them out before my Father's eyes. Grieve over them and beg Him to restore, totally restore, lost opportunities, failed purposes, motivation lost, for lack of faith and the ensuing laziness to pursue these dreams. Yes, there is repentance for you, children, for some of you have given in to the suggestions of the enemy because you were tired. I understand tired, but I do not understand you not coming to me and begging for restoration. It is because you did not believe it could be restored. But I say to you, those are lies. Press in now with repentance and hard work, and you will see restoration. Yes, my people, my body has been partly asleep and allowed their dreams to be stolen. But now that you know, You must vigorously intercede for this nation and the earth. Now that you know that, blessed and restored will you be if you do it. And that was the end of Jesus' message. And then Claire wanted to include this note. I want to take the time to thank you, dear heart dwellers, to thank you for your faithfulness. Unfortunately, our donations are down a bit, so we have not been able to share with our shelters for trafficked children. We have had several desperate calls from the utility company, and we gave until we were down to rock bottom. So if the Lord moves on your hearts, please remember us and the poor we are taking care of. For all of you who did donate, we thank you so very, very much. You have made the difference and covered our salaries. Hugs to you all. Have a blessed night of the Nativity tonight. And I do hope all our families out there will show a movie on the Nativity to their family to help bring the real meaning of Christmas back.